وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب, may Allah سبحانه وتعالى shower his choicest blessings on you and your family. آمين. الحمد لله, الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد, فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها, سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون, وسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, besides the accountability on the day of resurrection, the day of Qiyamah, sins cause one to lose whatever bounties one possesses in this very world. When Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam and Hawa alayhi salam ate from the forbidden tree, they immediately lost the clothing of Jannah, of heaven, and were sent to the world where they had to bear suffering and hardship. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that a person is deprived of sustenance because of the sins that he perpetrates. There are many people and nations who desire that they be relieved of their difficulties, but refuse to refrain from the sins that they are drowned in. In fact, they argue with those who wish to advise them. And Allah Ta'ala says in Surah A'raf, if only the inhabitants of the towns believe and adopt abstinence. وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. We would open to them multitudes of blessings from the heavens and the earth. However, they denied, so we apprehended them on account of what they earned. So many ahadith mention the evil repercussions of sins in this world. Sayyidina Amr ibn As radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that he heard the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, the nation wherein fornication is prevalent will be afflicted by droughts, and the nation amongst whom bribery is common will suffer excessive fear. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the enforcement of a single penal law is better than 40 days of continuous rain. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also mentioned that Allah's mercy does not come to the person who severs family ties. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also said that Allah will forgive all sins besides that of harming one's parents. Allah will punish the person who does this before his death. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala reports from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah will cast fear into the hearts of the nation amongst whom treasury is rife. Death will be common amongst those people who frequently commit adultery, and sustenance will be straitened, will become difficult for those who cheat in weight and measure. Murder and bloodshed will be rife amongst those people who are unjust in their legal judgment, and enemies will overpower those people who break their promises. So modesty is a natural trait of a human, and this fact is displayed in the way that Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam and Hawa alayhi salam immediately began to cover their private parts with leaves when their clothes were removed. They did this even though the two of them were alone. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned that the following four factors were common amongst all the prophets, amongst the Anbiya alayhi salam. Modesty, that's sharam and haya. Number two is applying perfume. Number three, using the miswak. And nikah and marriage. In another hadith, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that belief, iman, and modesty are linked so closely that the disappearance of one will necessitate the absence of the other. Now we'll discuss the reward for accepting Allah's guidance. Allah says after the incident of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, if there ever comes to you any guidance from me, then whosoever will follow my guidance shall have no fear on them, neither shall they grieve. Allah has not merely sent man in this world to eat, drink, and reproduce. Allah subjects man to numerous trials in this world to test his worth and has ordained certain injunctions which he has to fulfill. If man will abide by the teachings of the prophets, the Anbiya, alayhim salam, and the divine scriptures, Allah will allow him to return to the place whence his parents, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, and Amma Hawa alayhi salam left, that is Jannah. Just as disbelievers, kuffar, do not inherit from Muslims, the disbelievers' progeny, the kuffar's progeny of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam and Hawa alayhi salam, will not inherit the bliss of heaven from their Muslim parents. You know, the great parents of Nabi Adam alayhi salam. So Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam and all the prophets alayhi salam after him preached Islam, which has the following three basic tenets. Belief in Tawheed and the oneness of Allah. That is, belief in the being and attributes of Allah Ta'ala as he has explained them via his messengers and his books. Belief in Risala, the prophethood, which includes belief in all Allah's prophets, his Anbiya, and whatever they preached. That is, belief in the angels, predestination, heaven and hell, Jannat and Jahannam, and all other laws propagated by the prophets, Anbiya alayhim salam. So belief in the resurrection after death, when people will receive the rewards of punishment for what they did in this world. And they will receive the blessings pertaining to the good that they had done in this world. All the prophets, the Anbiya alayhim salam, preached the above tenets. Although the specific deen, the religion, may have differed as far as the injunctions are concerned. It is for this reason that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I am the closest person to Isa alayhi salam, the son of Mary, the son of Maryam alayhi salam, in this world and in the year after. All the prophets, Anbiya alayhi salam, are stepbrothers with different mothers, having the same deen, the same religion. So people are grossly incorrect to say that Islam is only 1.5 centuries old. Islam has been propagated from the time of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, and it was preached by every one of the prophets, Anbiya alayhi salam. While all the previous prophets have passed away from this world, the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's message is perpetuated by the Quran, and he was sent as a prophet to the entire universe. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ till doomsday, till Qiyamah. Every person, be he a Jew, a Christian, a Buddhist, or Hindu, is part of the people that receive this message of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they need to accept this message. Allah Ta'ala says in verse 85 of Surah Ali Imran, whoever seeks a deen, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Whoever seeks a deen, a religion besides Islam, it shall never be accepted from him, and he will be in the year after amongst the losers. So Allah says to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Surah Sabah, we have sent you as a messenger, a bearer of glad tidings, and a warner to the whole of mankind. However, most people do not know. It is reported in Muslim Sharif that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I swear by the being in whose control lies my life. Whichever person of this ummah, be he a Jew or a Christian, who dies without believing in me after hearing about me, will be from the dwellers of the blazing fire. Now, since the forthcoming verses and many other surahs of the Holy Quran discuss the Bani Israel, it is appropriate that we become acquainted with their background so that we may understand the Quran and Majid better. the homeland and the children of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam hailed from Babylon, where Nimrod reigned. The people of the place, including Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam's father, were all idolaters. So Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam preached the oneness of Allah, Tawheed, to them. But instead of listening to him, they were bitterly opposed to him and even cast him into a raging fire. So one of his wives was Sayyidina Sarah alayhi salam, who happened to be the daughter of his paternal uncle. His other wife was Sayyidina Hajra alayhi salam. So Sayyidina Ishaq alayhi salam was born from Sayyidina Sarah alayhi salam, while Sayyidina Hajra alayhi salam bore Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam. Sayyidina Hajra and Ismail alayhi salam were the two whom Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam left alone in the desert of Mecca, and they became founders of this great city. Rabbi inni askantu min zurriyati biwadin ghayri di zar'in inda baytika al-muharram. Rabbana li yuqimu s-salah. O our Lord, I have made of my family to dwell in an uncultivatable city near your sacred house. O Allah, that they may establish salah. So he left them there in the barren desert. So Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam also had other children whose names have been recorded in the book Al-Bidaya wa Nihaya. So Sayyidina Ishaq alayhi salam had a son called Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam, who was also known as Israel, meaning the chosen servant of Allah or Allah's slave. His progeny is therefore referred to as Bani Israel, the children of Israel. So Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam's son was Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, whose story is discussed in Surah Yusuf. When Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam ruled Egypt, his 11 brothers also migrated to Egypt, where their progeny flourished till their 12 tribes numbered 60,000 in total. Their homeland was Canaan in Palestine, which was a place to which Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam also migrated after leaving Babylon. While the progeny of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam abounded in Mecca, the progeny of Sayyidina Ishaq alayhi salam prospered in Canaan and later in Egypt. After the demise of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, the Bani Israel were greatly oppressed in Egypt because they were aliens in the country. The Copts of Egypt made the Bani Israel their slaves, and they even slaughtered the sons of the Bani Israel. يُذَبِّحُونَ أَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَيَسْتَحْيُونَ نِسَاءَكُمْ. Allah made Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam a prophet from among the Bani Israel, who preached to Fir'aun, the Pharaoh, and requested that he free the Bani Israel from bondage. However, Pharaoh neither accepted Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam's preaching, nor did he release the Bani Israel. Instead, he claimed divinity. By Allah's command, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam eventually led the Bani Israel out of Egypt one night. When Pharaoh's army caught up with them, they were at the seashore. Allah then commanded Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam to strike the water with his staff, causing the sea to make way for 12 dry roads. This was a miracle. The Bani Israel were then able to cross safely. When Fir'aun, the Pharaoh, and his army decided to pursue them, Allah caused the sea to close on them, drowning them all. So Fir'aun was also killed, but Allah preserved his body, which is still present today in a museum in Egypt. So addressing Allah Ta'ala says in Surah Yunus, "Today we shall preserve you with your body to be a sign for those after you." It is reported in Al-Bidayah wa Nihaya that when they crossed the sea, the Bani Israel numbered 600,000, excluding the women and children. By then, they had already lived in Egypt for 426 solar years. After emerging from Egypt, they reached their homeland after 40 years. Although their original homeland was far off, the Bani Israel could have reached it in a reasonable amount of time. However, the journey took 40 years because they had wandered about lost in the valley of Tih, Wadi Tih. Every night they arrived at the same place from where they had departed in the morning. During that period, they harassed Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam greatly and even started worshipping the calf when he went to Mount Tur to receive the Torah. When he returned, they refused to believe him until they personally heard Allah Ta'ala speaking and saw him with their own eyes. It's through Hazrat Musa alayhi salam conversing with Allah. Wa kallama Allahu Musa taklima. Allah provided man and salwa for them from the heavens, but they expressed ingratitude by requesting for the common vegetables of the world. When they refused to practice the injunctions of the Torah, Allah suspended Mount Tur over their heads, threatening to drop it on them if they remained stubborn. So Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam passed away during these 40 years, whereafter Sayyidina Yusha bin Nun alayhi salam was their prophet and eventually led them to Bayt al-Muqaddas. The various incidents mentioned above have all been discussed in the verses of the Noble Quran. Inshallah, we will discuss the arrival of the Jews in Medina Munawwara. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from the treachery of the Jews. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us to be steadfast on the straight path and to benefit from these Quranic discourses, so illuminating they are, that we listen to every day. Allah ta'ala grant us the tawfiq. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.